Let's dance in the freshness of this new beginning. Join us in our first episode of a new season of Namaste as we share the reason for our pause, our personal and professional growth, passion projects we've brought to life, and some valuable manifestation tools for you to put into action. As we embrace the season of shedding and releasing, we are so excited to reintroduce ourselves and share what's on the horizon. But before we get into it, I'd like to let you all know about our upcoming Vision Board workshop. It will be held in North Hollywood on Saturday, January 7th. The workshop will not only be IRL, but as well as virtually. You will be sent a supply list and a 30-page workbook filled with journal prompts, worksheets to help get clear on your vision, and much more to help guide you along this journey. Head over to our Instagram, The Namaste Network, and click the link in our bio to register. You're listening to The Namaste Network Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. Namaste. Hey guys, what's up? My name is Sabrina Hernandez, and I am joined by my amazing co-host, Nikki Bichette, and we can't wait to talk to you all about manifestation and our personal manifestation journeys. But before we get into it, let's start off with a grounding exercise. So let's dance in the freshness of this new beginning, the place where your deep desires for a better tomorrow fuel your attitudes and actions of today, the place where your dreams live vibrantly, without the encumbrances of the struggles, the place where anything is possible. Breathe it in and let its intoxicating energy relax you. And then Grace steps into your dance, moving alongside you, swinging her hips and waving her arms. She whispers to you that there will be moments of pain, disappointment, and fear, and that she'll be there with you, forgiving you, reminding you that you are perfectly imperfect and worthy of dancing. And then possibility will arrive, putting her hands in yours as the melodies move you. She'll remind you that you have no limits, that you can do anything, and that it's all possible. And lastly, presence steps in and embraces you all. Be here, she whispers, and honor this dance, this music, your body, your ability to experience it all. Be here and enjoy every step of the path it has put you on. Namaste.
Wow, that was beautiful. I love the message and the thread of it, where it takes you from the dancing into this newness, this new beginning, and then breathe it in, inhale in the intoxicating energy, or actually let it intoxicate you and relax you. And really, that's all just like this natural high that we get to take ourselves on, right? And allow ourselves in a beautiful mindfulness practice. That was amazing. And then I also love how you talk about it's not always what I heard. I'm paraphrasing, because it's the message that I received, is that not every day is going to be perfect. Not every experience is going to flow with ease, but we have what we need inside of us to move through them. Well, we're so grateful and humbled and excited to be here with our listeners and to be embarking on this new chapter of who we are as individuals and this beautiful entity or platform that we began creating, co-creating back in 2020, and we had to take a pause. And so I think it would be good to start with describing and sharing where we've been, right? And just like, why did we have to take such a long pause? And I would love to preface with, that's what the intention was the entire time, that it was a pause, and that we always knew we were going to come back, but we were called to new and, what I like to say, divine assignments. You know, life has a way of presenting opportunities to all of us, and we have to make a decision. Okay, I have, I, I know for my growth in my personal growth or in my career, this is the opportunity that has been presented to me that that is a gift. And I feel, just knowing Sev, knowing you the way that I do, I feel like it happened simultaneously and it was a
Yeah,
parallel
literally,
journey.
like at the same time, we both had our own individual divine assignments and we went and crushed them both. And we learned so much. Like, I think that pause was necessary. Not I think, I know it was necessary. We both grew so much.
And so how was it necessary for where in what way does it apply to what we're still doing here with our beautiful Namaste vision? Like, how was that pause? How did it apply to what you bring to it now?
For me, I think it made me grow as a person. Like before, when we were filming season one, I was still like on my spiritual journey, still trying to figure myself out. And like, I think I had reached like this plateau and I was stuck like in a comfort zone. And during this pause, it made me get out of that comfort zone and I learned even more about myself and I grew even more. So, what it brings to the table now, I don't know. I think I have a whole new perspective on life and I think I'm even more in tune with myself. So
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same. As well as professionally, I was so let's just to clarify what that pause what happened that took us in a different direction. I was offered a managerial position in a medical laboratory b business, where we had this pandemic that all of us are affected by, and we. I lost two income streams because of COVID, and those were, to do with in an industry where it was in the spa, where we were no longer, we shut down the spa and we had to, I could no longer take my facial, my skincare clients. It was just, and that applies to so many people that experienced some, losing a job or losing the ability to continue the services that they provided. And so I happened to be one of them. And so this opportunity shows up where it was entertainment meets medical services. So
and we
we,
both jumped in the same field.
yeah,
Look, we were
like
still
with,
working together actually during the pause, just not on Namaste.
yeah, isn't that amazing? The same company. And it was like, oh, it was for me, the way I like my interpretation of it is take lemons and make lemonade. Sev was traveling the country and setting up this national COVID compliance program. And it was in film and TV. And we had some schools that we were helping. We were helping keep production on TV and film open and going and running by administering COVID testing. And I got to the role that I filled was managing these teams of techs out on the field. And so it was very busy and it was very demanding and but it was very eye-opening and taught us both so much about leading and creating something from nothing. And so let's bring what we bring to it. But in all of that, we got to cross paths with amazing women's empowerment platforms and just all of the connections that we made in either the entertainment field or in the world of sports or in the world of just even in well health, wellness, and medical laboratories. It's just been really interesting. So
But also, can we also highlight, even though we did take a pause, we still somehow managed to write two books, not one book. We have two.
right? Yes.
Well, we have a manifestation deck, and we were still always talking about Nama. Like, Nama never left our sight.
Yeah, you're right. You make a good point. I guess what we could say is we paused on the pod, right? On this,
Yeah.
on the show, but we were still creating, co-creating, manifesting. And I love it. Our yin and yang flow. It's like I take a lot of my life coaching program and lessons and tools, and we together found a way to simplify it and create a digital card deck that evolved, as Sev said, is evolved into our first published book on Amazon. And
Go
see,
get that
Sev,
on Amazon, by the way.
yeah.
Amazon.com. It
What's it called, Severina?
is called the Namaste Network Manifestation Book.
Oh, and then the digital card deck you can
Oh,
find on Etsy.
yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how we started. I don't know if we've ever shared how we started.
I love that.
This is actually like one of my most favorite stories.
Yeah, I mean, what I recall is, I mean, we had both of us, we had lifelong friends or we had new friends, but whatever it was, we had mutual connections and we became connected. And but it was during the very beginning of COVID and we were all doing everything virtually. And Severina and I just had this magnetic energy and we formed a group. We had a group of women who would come together and meet.
Saturdays. It was
Yeah.
sisterhood support circles, what we called it.
Yes.
And we would get together on Saturdays. We'd have our little topics. And yeah, we would just talk. And I had the bright ass idea to, turn it into a podcast. We had just so much great content that I just couldn't let it go.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's when I really learned how where your zone of genius is. I think it was so what was great about all of that time was it was a really dark and terrible time for so many people all over the world. It still is for many, but it was just all so new for us. And we would come together in this sisterhood support circle and virtually, right? We would meet on Zoom like this. We would invite women into the experience and we would pick a topic, whether it was body image or depression or self limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, whatever it would be. And we would really dive deep into the topic and get all these different perspectives. And there was a good sized group, maybe five or six of us. And it helped us uplift each other during a very,
Dark
very
time.
challenging, dark time. Yeah, I love that everyone had their part in it, but that they just naturally went on to put energy into other things in their lives. And Severina and I were left there to consistently keep it running and keep it going. We saw something and we held that same vision. And we now have, I think we've done a really good job of proving that we can live in alignment with our vision and that we still have much more to create and bring to life. And what Namaste means to me is when we were came up with the name, it was
It
one
was a
of
joke
our
at first for me.
I
I
know.
jokingly said it because I thought it was funny. And then Nikki
Yeah.
was like, oh, no, that's it. I love it. I was like, really? I was just joking.
And, but it makes so much sense. And I think it still means the same thing to me that it did back then. I mean, it was a collaboration of many of us. And I believe that was Nicole who was like, ladies, I love the word namaste and what it means to me. And then that's when Seb goes, how about namaste? Because she's just that way, right? Like just slay the day and let's knock it out and get it done. And it was just like a no-brainer. That's it.
Manifestation.
Yeah, I love that. That's our history, our backstory about Namaste and what it means to us and what we intend to share, how we intend to share that with our audience and with our readers and listeners. And yeah, I think that's a good segue into where we see Nama going. Where do you see Nama going?
I see Nama being a safe haven for women that feel alone or need some sort of direction. I've always envisioned Nama going international. I see us having retreats all over the globe. Shoot,
maybe even in Mars whenever we're able to travel there. I don't know. That would be cool. Namaste takes over Mars. Like, what?
You would take it that far.
I would. I'm gonna take it as far as I can.
And I know nothing would stop you, so.
Namaste. I just see it being also a group for exactly what you are to me. You're like my accountability partner. So like an accountability group, I guess you could say.
Support system, yeah. Right? I see personal and professional growth and, you know, an ability to create these safe spaces for women where they can experience lasting transformation. And I know that we've got the podcast, but we have the episodes that have been published and that are out there, but we intend to keep that going and growing. And I love where we went with it, with season one, interviewing women from all over the globe who have reached a level of greatness and success in their life. It doesn't even have to be the same type of success. What is it? Is it personal growth success? Is it professional success in your career, entrepreneurship, or stay-at-home mom success? Whatever it is, I love that we get to highlight those successes and also the challenges along the journey. And I love that we offer a way of highlighting those challenges and the overcoming of those challenges as tools, as you know, our interviewees, they drop those gems and we're able to go like, that's an amazing tool that we can offer our listeners or our readers. And so I'd like to see more of that.
And if you haven't listened to season one, go back and listen, because there is so many tools and gems that were dropped by all of our interviewees. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess our guest speakers.
Guest
right?
speakers, there we go. So many gems and tools dropped by our guest speakers.
Yeah, there really are. Yeah, and I just intend to keep that flow. More published books. Right. And really, I'm excited for the live in-person workshops. We already have one designed and we have an amazing group of women that have committed to being the keynote speakers or guest speakers and holding workshops or their masterclass sessions, if you will, in this one day live in-person workshop. That is really something to look forward to, because we also love connection and in-person connection. And I've loved that about this past couple of years, appreciating how, when that all went away, how isolated we all felt and how, yeah, we navigated virtual meetings, but it's not the same as in-person. And I've experienced even just recently an all-women's 3-day retreat in Scottsdale, Arizona, and props to Kylie Carr and the Asbury Group for the Beyonding retreat, because it has inspired me to the max and it just helped me see myself in a whole new light and to see togetherness. And I just I love that that is possible.
We're going to manifest it. And how do we manifest?
That's it, right? So I know for me and what I've seen for what works for us and what we, you know, the spaces that we hold for other women is that when we start with a grounding and centering meditation, that's where you tap into your intuition and your wise inner voice if you allow yourself to be guided that way. And so I think really manifesting, it starts with developing a vision, you know, and especially whether it's just by yourself. I know that this is what works for us. So when Severina and I get together, it just happens. It's just this beautiful co-creation and we're just
fast. Like, we literally will talk about it. We'll envision this thing, then we'll come up with the action plan. And then we do the work.
That's
exactly
it.
What manifestation is. Like, manifestation is not, I think that's what something that gets misconstrued a lot with the term of manifestation. I think a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm just gonna think about it and it's just gonna happen. Like, I'm just gonna write it down in my journal and then tomorrow I'm gonna have $1 million. Like, no, that's not how manifestation works. Like, you have to do work.
Right. And
Like,
that's it. Those are those parts of it, right? Like, have that vision. And then, like you said, creating action plans and then taking action on them. Take that inspired action towards the vision. And I love that you just brought that up, because that really is I think, a common misconception, or maybe even just a habit, right? That's just an understanding of manifestation. You've got to just think it into reality. And there's just that really important piece missing, right? Action. But sometimes it's really hard to know what that action step is, and to know what an action plan, how to create one. And I didn't know before I started my life coach training, I didn't know how to create action plans. I was guided. I had a lot of mentorship before that where they would help me create an action plan based on where I was in my journey. But so that's what's really cool, I think, about all of the work that we're putting out, right, Seb, into the world, is like, here are some manifestation tools that work for us, and then we're offering this to you, and we'll get into that.
How do you create an action plan? How would you say to create one?
Well, it all depends on the what is present and what the topic is, what the challenge is. Like, let's say, Seb, if I were to ask you, okay, so let's look at all the areas of your life that are calling for nourishment, and I'll have you pick the one that feels the most important to have a positive shift in.
Love life.
Let's do love life. Okay, so relationships, right? Deep and meaningful relationships. So then I would ask you, or I would encourage someone to ask themselves, like, what is it that you want to change in that? Or what are you going to be experiencing that you're not? What is a desired outcome in your
Having one.
having? Okay, that's a great start. Having a relationship at all. Okay. Okay, I like this. I like where this is going. So let's look at that, right? All right. So I would ask you, I'd ask some questions, and we would go deep and peel back the layers about what can you attribute to not having a relationship, but that you understand that that's something that you desire. And I think it starts with an awareness of what is a healthy relationship and what is a toxic relationship. So look at those things. Become aware first before manifesting. I think that's a really important part of manifestation, is clarity and awareness around what is and what you do and don't want. And so that we can make a whole episode out of that. But let's just listen. So awareness is, and understanding of what is not. And then we would create an action step, one action step a week. You want to keep it small. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. So,
My friend recently told me to just do 1% a day, 1% a day to get you to where you want to go. And I don't know why it's so simple, but it literally has changed kind of how I go about my days now. Like, I literally have his voice in my head telling me 1%, 1%, 1%. Like, even if it's just like, for instance, like putting together this podcast, like a 1% a day would be, I don't know, looking up a podcast that we kind of want to emulate, or doing some research in different microphones, or just like little small things. Like, even yesterday, how you were looking at like the different colors and the meaning, like that could be like 1%. It's so simple, so small, but like, it's those 1% a days that are gonna change things.
Yeah, I love that. And I love it when you put it in a percentage like that. And I'm glad that that advice that your friend gave you has stuck with you, and that you just gave a beautiful example of just a small step towards a goal every single day will create something that will manifest into your vision will manifest.
What's your favorite quote or one of them?
Oh, small hinges swing big doors,
There we
everybody.
go, baby.
And I can't take credit for that. I learned that in my health coach, life coach training. Props to the Health Coach Institute for that. But yep, it is a commonly known, a well-known quote in the personal development space. Small hinges swing big doors. And Severina just prefaced beautifully what that means, that 1% or that small bite-sized action step every day towards an attainable goal and within a time frame given.
What are some tools that you would use for manifestation, or what are your favorite ones?
My favorite manifestation tools, and this, okay, my one of my favorites is a vision board, because I'm a visual person, and it's or we could call it a dream board, dream life board. I think when you take the time to, there are digital visualization boards or vision boards. You can do one literally cutting out pictures out of a magazine, and it's ever changing. Like what would be on my vision board today would be totally different than the very first vision board I ever created back in like 2017, right? 2016. So I like those kinds of tools. I love journaling. I love putting pen to paper, especially post meditation journaling, because you get to go inside and connect with your inner light. And like I mentioned earlier, the wise inner voice that guides us, our intuition. And it's amazing what comes up for me in every meditation is different from one to the next. And that in itself, meditation is a manifestation tool. But I love actual like tangible things like journaling. And I love what we've created, our manifestation deck. And which is a card deck, and the book that evolved from that deck that we were able to put together in a multiple page book that you can open and read through and look at every day, like this, or even just pick one randomly and go, this is what feels fitting with what I'm going through. And oh, there's an action plan right there for you. Here's the manifestation. Here's, the top line, what I want to create in my life or what I want to be experiencing. And here's an action plan designed by Severina and Nikki. So
Yeah.
takes the thinking out of it. But yeah, I love tools like that. And I love that we manifested a manifestation tool that works for us. And then we've offered it. And it goes on and on like that to the next person who will manifest something from that and then offer that to someone else. Do you want to give an example of one? Pull from the book?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's see. All right, so let's go with money because everyone loves money.
Yeah.
Okay, money flows to me constantly and consistently. So, some manifestation action steps are train yourself to have a productive money mindset, read books and blogs, listen to audios and podcasts, focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. Focus on abundance and be grateful for what you have. Make an honest assessment of your current money state. Visualize money flowing into your bank account and educate yourself on saving and investing.
Love it. Oh, great that it landed there, because you're right. That is a language that we all speak, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, whatever our relationship is with money. But I love even just those simple bullet points of like, okay, I didn't think about that. I'm going to sit down and make an assessment of my money situation, my income, my expenses, my where my money goes. I actually found a really great app, and it is called Rocket Money, and it tracks all of your spending, and it categorizes everything that you spend on food, entertainment, your fixed bills.
Downloading
It used to be Truebill, but I think it's called Rocket Money now.
Rocket money. Yep, sure is.
Yep, rocket money. Anyway, things like that, tools like that, that are there for us at the touch of a hand. And yeah, since it came up, we should talk about what is meditation. And I think everyone has they have the right to their own understanding of it, but I'd love to share what meditation is to us.
So for me, when I first started meditating, it was more, I did it more to like, I do it to like calm my mind and to like assess how I'm feeling and assess where I'm at. And it also helps me manifest and think about what I want to manifest and think about the actions that I have to do to manifest. When I first started meditating, I mean, I tried to just sit there and just like in silence and think.
Right.
Didn't work for me at first. I had to start with the guided meditations. But now I just turn on some high vibrational frequencies and I sit there and I ponder on three emotions that I feel that day. And from that, my mind just flows and just goes where it needs to. And after I meditate on those things, then I get into my journaling and my scripting. Because you know I love my affirmations. And yeah, it just brings me so much peace and clarity. And I just feel prepared and good afterwards. And I know you have some, you know, all the brainy words, my little nerd over here.
I don't know. I've been really, I'm fascinated by brain science and the ability to create new neural pathways and neuroplasticity. I will tell you, my brain was wired very differently even 5-6 years ago than it is now. And I'm grateful that we have an ability to revise our beliefs and understanding and our self-identity, but another episode topic for another day. But yes, I do. I love that. Like for me, it calms. It's a way for me to calm my parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest response. And I now understand that a healthy nervous system spends more time in the rest and digest state. So even if I'm really feeling, it's a great way to start the day. Meditation. It means the same thing.
How many times a day do you meditate? Once or twice?
At least twice, I'd say. I was about a month ago, I was back down to like zero and I noticed the difference. I was not in my power. I was out of alignment a lot. The overwhelm and the stress showed up more and I just, but I think, that's another thing too. You can be experienced with meditation. I used to have to, in the beginning, it was all guided meditations, but, and there's so many beautiful free, guided meditations all over the web, YouTube and whatnot. But, when I am not practicing daily and just allowing myself to be calm and centered, centered in my mind and grounded in my body and doing that scan and that assessment and noticing where there's tension in my body, literally in my muscles, in my jaw, in my neck, in my lower back, and you know, just like being connected with myself. You know what I want to share with everybody is how the manifestation card deck idea was born, like where we were and what we were experiencing when we were co-creating and bouncing off of each other. And I know,
remember this story.
You don't remember being naked in the spa, in the women's spa? Literally.
You don't remember being naked with me in the spa? In the jacuzzi? You don't remember being naked with me in the jacuzzi?
Yeah, we were in Los Angeles and we were at an all-women, well, we were at a, it was a co-ed spa, but there's one section of the spa that's just all women's, and that's where the women can walk around naked. And actually, it's mandatory. No clothes allowed in this jacuzzi area and sauna area. And that was new for both of us to be naked in the same space. You know, it's not something we normally do, but it was, I just remember that experience. We were in we found the jacuzzi. It was almost like the Three Little Bears, like, ooh, that was too hot. Oh, that was lukewarm. It's like not hot enough. And we found that one that was just right. And our energy, like, we were surrounded by women of all walks of woman
old,
life.
Young, Asian, Black, like everyone.
Yeah, all body types.
All naked. Like, there were some thick girls in there. There was some no booty girls in there.
Yeah.
Like, it was all of them. And everyone was so comfortable around each other. It was like so inspiring. Like,
yeah.
I can't even express to you how, because especially over here in the US, like, we see being naked as like something like sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, like, the rest of the world, like, they don't care. Like, oh, you have tits, okay, I've seen those before, like, okay. Like, it's more like naked beaches all over the world is
more of the norm. Yeah. It's just a human body, and that's what it was. It was like there was no pressure or even a focus on any of that, and I felt really free.
Yeah.
I felt free, and it was amazing how the creative energy was just flowing through both of us. And we had this vision for this card deck, and I think we created that in
a day.
I mean, like, less, like, maybe less than two. I mean, for the idea, we started working on it, and then to completion, it was less than a month, the whole thing. But anyway, that was I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to share that because I feel like we found a way and a space to be free and to be totally vulnerable, and but like beautiful things came of it. And not that I'm suggesting you go out there and get naked, but that was something that we experienced, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I see nothing wrong with it, and I love spa days now, especially at the women's spa. And I guess I think a good way to wrap this up, Sev, is to challenge our listeners to take inspired action using a selected manifestation card. Yes, or one of the pages of the book.
You know, because we've been talking about small steps every single day, I'm going to do your favorite one, small hinges swing big doors.
How fitting.
And so these action steps are: overwhelm is the main cause for quitting. Eliminate overwhelm by setting small goals. Small goals allow you to focus better. Small and tiny goals promote action. Every big success is achieved through baby steps, so take small steps that will build momentum. Make your action steps bite-sized, large enough to be worthwhile, yet small enough to feel attainable.
All right, so what does that mean?
Do one small thing a day.
Yeah, and what I would say is have some clarity around what your goal is. Mm-hmm. So sit with yourself. If you don't already have a goal in mind, maybe it's one that's been kind of eating at you and you've been, you know, you've wanted to get to it. Maybe it's that, you know, or maybe there's something that you've been working towards. You already have some momentum built. Build on that by creating a small action plan for like this week. Let's go into the week strong with an action plan, but make them small and, like Sev said, bite-sized. So big enough to be worthwhile, but small enough to not feel overwhelming. And just take the inspired action. That's the other part of it. Create a clarity around your goal. Come up with an action step and take inspired action on that action step. Well, this has been so much fun. It's so good to be back in the studio. It's so good to be back together. and having this flow, these conversations. I look forward to more of it. And I think that season two is, as we were describing, even in your meditation, that this is a season of literally, well, we're here in the States, we're here in California, and or on the West Coast of the United States. So it's, we're heading into fall, and that's literally the season of shedding and releasing, and things are breaking off and dying, and what's no longer needed is kind of just shedding away. So look at that as a beautiful gift, and release what is no longer serving you, and welcome in newness and freshness.
Yep.
Yeah, so until next time.
Namaste.
That's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. To listen to more episodes, please subscribe on your favorite streaming platform and share it with your friends. And if you like what you hear, then let us know and head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a review. Reviews are what get us seen by more listeners like you. You can connect with us on Instagram at the Namaste Network.